Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU Wheat Breeding Program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081. Well, cash cattle trade for the week remained higher in all areas, with prices anywhere from $2 to $5 higher, depending on those areas impacted. Southern trade was about $103, $2 higher than last week, while northern trade was mostly $165, which is $3 higher, and $106 to $107 on a live basis, $4 to $5 higher. This is expected to spark optimism in the upcoming week, although today's activity is expected to be limited to showless distribution and inventory taking. Active trade is likely to be pushed off until later in the week, which is also placing any expected trade into the month of October. Early trades expected to remain generally weak in the hogs, with nearby contracts focusing on the increased hog numbers on Friday's Hog and Pigs report. The USDA announced that as of September 1, there were nearly 77.7 million hogs in the U.S. hog production system. This is not only 3.5% over year-ago levels, but well above re-report estimates throughout the country. All three wheat exchanges are posting gains this morning, led by Minneapolis wheat after the contract took a two-session corrective break last week. Images on social media over the weekend of heavy snow across Montana and the Canadian prairies accurately reflected the concern harbored by the spring wheat market. Canadian harvest progress in Saskatchewan and Alberta not even a third complete, with quality expected to diminish moving forward. The remaining spring wheat to harvest in the U.S. is under the same pressure, although it should the amount to less than 10% of the crop by Monday afternoon. Corn futures are higher on the final trading session of the month and ahead of USDA's quarterly stocks and all positions report. The month of September has featured a trading range of 25 and a quarter cents, but the actual change on the month from the open has been just under 2¾ cents. Soybean prices are solidly higher to begin the trading week, but remain in a downtrend dating back to mid-September. For the month of September, the November contract has traded a range of 53 and three quarters, and we'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle up 207, 105.02, December up 182 at 110.57, October feeder cattle up 122, 144.32, November up 152 at 142.97, October hogs up 105, 65.27. Kansas City wheat, December down 3 quarters, 407 and a half, March down 3 quarters at 420 and 3 quarters, Chicago wheat, December up 3 cents, 487 and a quarter, March up 3 and a half, 493 and a quarter, December corns down a penny, 371 and a half, and March down 1 cent, 383 and three quarters. November soybeans down 5 and a half, 883. January's down 5 and a quarter, 897 and a half. December cotton down up 62 at 6090. March up 64, 61, 63. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.